This is Rabbi Nassan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, December 15th, 2017. We'll learn the 6th to 9th Mishnayos, 6th chapter, Mishnah Nedarim. Continues along the exact same lines of yesterday. When you take an oath, right, not to eat X, what is included in X? So Hanodeh min Habasar, somebody who vows not to eat meat, says the Mishnah should be shot. No, I'm just kidding. Says the Mishnah, Mutar berotev uva kipa. Right, you're allowed to eat of the sauce, right, from the meat. You can have the gravy. And if something was cooked on top of that meat, you're allowed to eat it because meat is meat and gravy is not meat and vegetables cooked on top are not meat. Rabbi Yehuda oser. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Right, that's the meat taste is in it. And that's got to count for something. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, not only am I right, and it's not just the gravy or the stuff sitting right on top of it, even eggs that were right cooked with the meat, I swore off meat, I vowed not to eat meat, and Rabbi Tarfon prohibited me from eating the eggs that were cooked along with it. So they said, yes, that is true, but only when, ematai, when, Bizman sheyomar basar ze alai. What when you say, I take an oath not to eat this meat, then all the other items are prohibited. Shehanodeh min hadavar. If you swear, if you take an oath, swear is a shvua, oath is a neder. If you take an oath with regard to a particular item, vinis arev ba'acher, and it gets combined with another, im yeshbo b'no sein tam aser. If there is, if you can taste item A in item B, and you took an oath not to eat item A, then if you can taste it in item B, you can't eat item B either. But, say the chachamim, if you simply just said meat and not this meat, then we really mean the flesh of the meat, and there is no comparing the flesh of the meat to something that even has a little bit of taste. So if you took an oath not to eat meat, you could have the gravy and something cooked on top. If you took an oath not to eat this meat and the taste seeped in, then you couldn't eat anything. Mishnah Zayin. Hanodeh min hayayin. You take an oath not to have wine. So mutar b'tav shel sheyesh bo tam yayin. Right, then we understand that you meant you're not going to drink wine. When I say wine, I mean drinking wine. Even if I can taste the wine in the food, I'm still allowed to eat it because when I took the vow, everyone knew I meant I won't drink wine. But Amar konam yayin zeh she'ani toim, right? If you said, I will not taste this wine, b'nafal l'tav shel, it falls into some food. So then, im yeshbo b'no sein tam, if you can taste the wine, ha'reis de aser, then it's prohibited. Because you didn't say, I will not have wine. You said, I will not taste this wine. And if you can taste it, you can taste it. Hanoder min ha'anavim. If I take an oath, I won't have grapes. Mutar b'yayin, I'm allowed to have wine. Because I said, even though wine comes from grapes, everybody understands that when I know how to say wine, when I say grapes, I mean eating grapes. Min hazeisim, if I say I'm not going to have olives, mutar b'shemen, I'm allowed to have the olive oil. Amar, but if you said konam zeisim v'anavim elu she'eni tom, if you said I am not going to taste these olives or these grapes, then aser behen v'chayotze behen. Then you can't have the items themselves, nor can you have anything that comes from it, because the taste of the grapes is in the wine, the taste of the olives is in the oil. Right. So part of it very much depends on, the exact formulation, the specific formulation of the vow. Mishnah Chet, hanodeh min ha-tamarim. I am not going to have dates. Mutar b'dvash tamarim. You're allowed to have date honey, because we understood that you meant you're not going to eat dates. Misitvanis. Right? They call them winter grapes. The Kahati explains they're a nasty kind of grape, but you're not going to make wine from it, but you will actually make vinegar. So mutter bechomet sitvanis. You can have sitvanit, winter grape vinegar. And there Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer argues on a lot of this. He says, no. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, kol shishim toldaso kuruya alav v'noder hemenu. Anything which, right, the output, right, the tolda is that which comes from it, right, leholi, like the child that comes from the parent. If it is still called or in its name, it has the original item, like date and date honey, winter grape and winter grape vinegar. Then, and you take an oath with regard to the original item, aser af biyotze hemenu, that anything that comes from it is going to be included in the vow. The chachamim matir, the chachamim say, no, you're allowed. Right? The chachamim say, when I say date, I mean date, I don't mean date honey. When I say, you know, sitvanis, I mean sitvanis, I don't mean sitvanis vinegar. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, not true. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, when you say date, you mean date and date honey, because it is date honey, right? As opposed to regular honey, which is obviously from, you know, from bees. So that's the argument between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim. Last Mishnah for today and this week, Mishnah 9. Hanoder min hayayin. You take an oath, you're not going to have wine. So mutter b'yayin tapuchin. You're allowed to have apple wine. I don't know if that's like a hard cider or like an applejack or something like that. But clearly when you say wine, everybody knows you mean grape, right? Wine from grapes. When you say min hashemen, right? When you say, take an oath not to have oil, everyone understood that meant olive oil. Mutar b'shemen shumshemen, you're allowed to have sesame oil. Because the oil, the primary oil, certainly in the Mediterranean, you know, culture is olive oil. Min ha-dvash, when you say honey, everyone knows you mean bee's honey. Mutar b'dvash tamarim, the date honey you're allowed to have, because when you said honey, when you go to the store and ask for the honey, you're always going for the bee's honey. Min ha-chometz, from vinegar, right, good wine vinegar. Mutar b'chometz sitvanis, you can have that winter grape vinegar, because everyone knows you're really talking about a much more substantial and better vinegar. Min ha-kreshin, if you say, I am not going to have leek, mutter bekapalotos. Right, so porret. I don't know what a porret is, but the Kati says it's something similar. It's in the onion family. It's similar to leek, but it has a different name. So since it has a different name, and you said kreshim, you're allowed to eat kapalotos. Min hayarak, if you took an oath not to have any vegetables, so mutter biyarkos hasada. Right, you're allowed to have field vegetables, which were a little bit different. Maybe they grow wild on the field. Mipnei shehu shem levai, because it's called something else. So when you said vegetable, you meant vegetable. You didn't mean field vegetable. All right, but it has a different name, so it's not included. That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.